Since their first game in 1999, the Riverhounds have called four different fields their home, but they haven't been the primary tenant until now. This year, the team is playing at Highmark Stadium next to Station Square. The field was built for the Hounds, has 3,500 seats and another 700 spots for standing room. Riverhounds head coach Justin Evans says the new stadium, with views of the Pittsburgh skyline, PNC Park, and Heinz Field, will be a major factor in winning games.
Playing at Shortsuse Valley or at Wild Thing Stadium or at Moon or at Apple Park wasn't necessarily the most intimidating place to play. Teams didn't really care about it, you know, didn't get too up for the games, just came in and did their job and got out.
Evans was the first player signed to the team in 1999 and says a lot of fans would turn out for the games in those early days. But as time went on, fewer and fewer people would show up. Bob Zabrowski is the vice president of the Steel Army, the Riverhounds supporters group. He was 13 when the Hounds played their inaugural game.
I remember going to the game with my dad. It was sold out. We actually had standing room only tickets. We sat on the wall at Bethel Park High School and watched the team. And it was kind of unreal because I've played soccer my entire life.
Coach Evans says the process of getting a permanent home began when new ownership took over in 2006. The new owners created a soccer school for kids and started to solicit private funding for a new venue. Zabrowski says they were pushing the team's front office for a soccer-specific stadium since the Steel Army's creation in 2008.
We've always been a thorn in their side about, you know, when can we expect this, when can we expect this? And we were actually at the unveiling of all the stadium plans, so that was great. They kind of hushed us up for a little while. You know, they kind of said, we're going to do this, so, you know, just bear with us. And less than a year later, you know, they broke ground and they put a stadium up.
In soccer, supporters groups usually sit in a specific section of a team's home stadium, march to games, and have their own songs and chants to show their support. Zabrowski says the group began with a dozen supporters, and attendance was spotty in the early days. But with the team moving to the Station Square Stadium, the group has been growing and more people are showing up for meetings. Riverhounds defender Rich Costanzo says the team owes a lot to its fans.
I know how Pittsburgh fans are, and we want to be considered one of the top programs, professional programs, just like the other sports. And they want the Penguins, the Steelers, and the Pirates to win, and we expect to win here as well.
Costanzo says that even though other teams in their league also have soccer-specific stadiums, theirs is best suited for playing.
There's no comparison, you know, from going to a high school field with football lines on it to a beautiful turf field, probably one of the nicest turf fields I've ever played on in terms of, you know, the way the ball rolls on it. It's just like grass.
The Riverhounds play in the third tier of the American soccer system and are hoping to break into Major League Soccer in the next 5 to 10 years. Those goals may be difficult, though, as officials have said they'll only take 20 teams into the league, and there are currently 19 playing. The Riverhounds have already played their first game of the season, tying the Richmond Kickers 0-0. It was the first time in 4 years that the Hounds have played in Richmond and not lost. Starting tomorrow, the team and its fans hope the new stadium proves to be a home field advantage. I'm Tim Camerato, 90.5 WESA News.